Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Today's edition of Front Porch Talks is part two of a three-part live session that took place on Tuesday afternoon, May 16th, here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. It was a mission partnership lunch where local nonprofits were invited to the church, and it was led by my dad, Pastor Kerry Willis, as well as Heidi Dove.
Okay. Well, speaking of ladies and mothers, we have one today who's going to come, and she's going to talk with us for just a moment. Sherry Klein. Sherry, come stand here with me, if you will. We'll just stand right here. Would you rather sit or stand?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, we'll stand. Would y'all say hello, Sherry?
Hi, Sherry.
Okay. When I was thinking about this day and wondering if you all would come, I felt like, as I looked over the list, that the Lord just said, invite Sherry to just come and share. And when I called and asked her, and she thought, well, you must have meant someone else. And I knew I had the right person, you know. She was like, oh, sure, that's me, you know. And Sherry kind of flies under the radar a little bit. But Sherry and I have partnered together, you know, on the telephone, you know. If there are situations where you feel like you're in over your head and you just need someone to talk to, Sherry and I have shared phone calls, and I'm just going to ask her a few questions, and she can tell us anything she'd like for us to know. But Sherry, what group are you representing today?
I work with a program called Bridge of Hope, and it is under a national organization out of Pennsylvania, and it's been around about 30 years, but we are the only one in Virginia. We started in 2010, so we'll be 7 in the summer. We've had 10 mothers already go through the program, and 8 of those graduated, which we're real excited about that. What we do is it's a faith-based approach to ending homelessness. I worked for the Housing Authority for, 15, 16 years and did a program called Self-Sufficiency, where I worked with mostly single moms. That's where my passion lies, single moms with children. And ironically, I ended up being a single mom for a while, which actually I think was a God, not that God thing, that I was a single mom, but he used that to help me with what my passion was about. And so what we do is we match a mother and their children with 8 to 10 mentors from a church congregation. And what I found when I was at the Housing Authority working for a government agency, of course I was not allowed to share my faith, although I secretly did in little ways, but I found that there was a piece missing from the moms' lives that I was working with, and that piece was Jesus, obviously. And so what these mentors are a support system for that mother, where they don't give money, that's not what we ask them to do, but they become friends with the mother. And they are there for her to just go have coffee with, or to babysit for her, or if her car breaks down, to help her, you know, get a ride to work. They are just solely to be friends. Our organization is changing the wording. We're going to neighbors. I can't get Mr. Rogers out of my head when that comes out. Anyway, we're going to be neighbor groups. And that is kind of just to level the playing field, because mentor sometimes seems like someone that is over someone. And we didn't want that to be a part of it. We wanted them to be just like a neighbor that you call up. So we have 4 mothers right now. There are 2 caseworkers and a board. And one of the caseworkers is development. So that's who we are, 2 caseworkers. And we work with the mothers for 2 years. We go out and find the landlords, and they sign the lease, but we work with the landlords and help with them with rent in learning how to pay their bills, so we do a lot of budgeting, learning how to overcome obstacles. They can go back to school if they want. Then we end up paying the rent the full time, or they can choose to, they have to do school or work or both, so it's a pretty intense program.
Wow. I'm learning already.
Okay.
I thought I knew something about your ministry. Wow, that's powerful. So how do you feel like that you moved into this type of work or this type of service? You left the government agency,
mm-hmm.
and do you have, can you see the path or how that worked out, or were there things that didn't seem like they were going to work out, but then they sort of, anything about the journey from where you were in kind of a secular environment,
mm-hmm.
and now you're kind of coming more honing in, being able to share your faith.
Right.
Maybe there's one case, maybe one anonymous, anything you want to share, kind of personal about how you got there, and maybe somebody that's affirmed that you know that you're where you're supposed to be.
Right.
Is there something like that in your mind?
Well, I can't think really of a case. I just remember going to work, and by the way, going to work, from the time I started working in this, I've been so blessed because I can't even remember a day that I didn't want to go to work.
Wow.
I mean, there's days you're sick and you don't feel good and you don't want to go to work, but I just knew after I started working with these moms, I just knew that's where I was supposed to be. But when I was going to the housing authority every day and I would go in and I would almost audibly hear God say, you need to give this up. And I loved it. So
yeah.
I'd be like, why? You know, because I really did enjoy my job. I did. At the housing authority, when someone came in my office, I could help them. Like, it was like, but at Bridge of Hope, I mean, we're very selective. It's, we want the mom to be at the right place in her life where she wants to change her situation. She can't be, like, messing with an abusive situation still. And so anyway, whenever I'd go to work, I would hear that. I would really hear God say, you need to let this job go. And at that time, I really didn't even know where I was going to go. I actually took 2 years to help my mother with a grandfather who had cancer.
Yeah.
So I actually just stopped the work for 2 years. But it was always in the back of my mind, like, I miss it, I want to go back. I just had a connection with the single moms and the children.
It's like you knew you were created for this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I heard the song, I think maybe this morning on K-Love or yesterday, where you all know the song better than me, but the guy's sort of shaking his fist at heaven and saying, God, do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I did, I created you. I could hear that song playing again
right.
while you're talking. And when these people meet you, these ladies, these mothers, they're probably a little surprised at your interest in helping them. I mean, there's no strings attached, really.
No.
You become their friend.
Yes.
And it also has its disappointments. I'm sure you've had situations where you couldn't help someone. But here's the way Sherry works. When I called her and asked her about just doing this today, she said, well, let me pray about it. And I said, okay, and like literally like 10 seconutes after I hung up, my phone rang.
It was two minutes.
It felt like 10 seconds, and the phone rang, and I said, Sherry? And she said, yeah, I'm supposed to do this.
Actually, I was on the track walking when they called me, and then after I hung up, I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't want to do that, and God, like, you're going to do it. So then I knew, but the funny thing was when I called him back, he's like, hello, Sherry. Like, he knew I was going to call him back right then. So.
I have a friend, her name's Susie Schellenberger. She was an editor with Focus on the Family. She wrote a book titled Things You Don't Have to Pray About. And, you know, she's just saying that, you know, some things are just God's will. But I was really moved that you wanted to take time. You wanted to just make sure. It didn't take much time.
No.
So
well,
you,
this is out of the box. Right?
Yeah. So you minister. The reason where I'm going with this is, in a lot of ways, you can feel like you minister in obscurity, alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the one other caseworker. So you sort of depend on God's voice a lot, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually just had a case where we're having a lot of trouble with one of the mothers we have, and she's been homeless basically all of her life. She was dropped off at a shelter when she was 14. Her mother told her to make it on her own. So she's probably 27 now. She has two little ones, 1 and 2, but has always been homeless. I mean, that's all she knows. So we're really, you know, sometimes if you take someone who knows that and put them in a place, it's very difficult for them to know how to not be homeless. Anyway, we've really, really struggled with that, and we found out recently she had moved a boyfriend in, and that's just something we don't really go for. But we had a board member go. We were going to ask her to leave. I just had this, God put it again. It's like, Sherry, it's not done yet. So I went out behind my board and my other coworker, as I often do, and met with her. And I can just feel God working in her. I think for what I do, you have to have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit lets you see beyond what's on the outside.
You couldn't give up.
And see what's on the inside.
Yeah,
I mean, because she has good qualities. And you just have to be able to see that.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't. And sometimes we don't.
It's like the old Imperial song, give me the eyes of your spirit.
Right.
Your heart of compassion to know.
Right.
And sometimes we miss that on our own.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So I can tell you're a sanctuary of the presence of God, and that's what we all must be in any type of work we're doing. Anything you want to tell us that I didn't ask? anything you planned on saying or thought maybe I should say this?
I didn't plan anything for this. I just said,
because we're going to have to ask, I'm going to ask Susan and Ms. Martin, first name.
Nancy,
would you both come up and just place the hand on either side of Sherry? I know that you have a heart for ladies, and I'm sure gentlemen as well, but they're Ava Care, which is Harrisonburg Pregnancy Center to many of us. I can see you all networking at some point. You know, it just sounds like something could happen there.
We do.
So, Sherry, how can we pray for you? Anything specifically you want us not to forget?
I think just for stamina, because as long as I've been doing this, I'm feeling a little worn out. I don't know if that's the word.
So you need a physical touch, a strength.
Yes.
Amen. You all, whoever wants to pray, just go right ahead. We're all going to pray with you, but just as you feel led, just to pray for Sherry.
Father God, I just thank you today that you are who you are. And despite whether we can put into words the things that are in our heart, Lord, you are a Father who can even take the groanings that we give and understand the things that are in our heart and the desires and the needs that we have. And this morning, I just thank you so much, Lord God, for the way that you created, put together, and knit into Sherry's life all that you desire to, in these days, bring forth so that the ministry that you called her into will prosper in Jesus' name. And so we stand with her this morning believing, God, that you are leading, guiding, and directing her through your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that every day you give to her your heart for those who are lost.
Amen.
You give her your heart for single moms and their children. And so, Lord, it isn't out of her own well that she draws, but from that well that you have placed within her and that you fill each and every day through your Holy Spirit. So that is my prayer for her today, that you, Lord God, would fill up the wellspring of her life, that you would fill her up to completion with the fullness of God so that she operates not in of her own strength and of her own wisdom, but she draws from you, Heavenly Father.
Thank
you for the wisdom and the discernment that you've given to her in this ministry, because, God, we understand that it's so necessary. It's such a necessary part of what she does, is to be able to discern need, to discern the heart, to discern beyond what the words are spoken, and, Lord, to see past that and to understand the heart of a woman. And her children. Bless her hands, Lord.
Yes.
She lays them to the plow that you called her to. I pray that, Lord, as you continue to use Sherry and to use Bridge of Hope, Lord, that your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Lord, I too lift up Sherry and this ministry. And Lord, we just pray for blessing and provision over this ministry. Lord, we pray that you would just continue to give her opportunities to share with the community the good work that they are doing. Lord, that you would bring them more donors and more volunteers and those that can invest and be a part of this ministry. Lord, as you do that, we pray that you would just enlarge their territory, that they would be able to serve more women.
Thank you,
and in order to do that, Lord, they need more workers, more finances.
Thank you,
so, Lord, we just pray just continued provision.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray that as they minister to these particular four women right now, God, that these women's lives would be transformed.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, that you would take their families, their children, their finances, Lord, their education, their work, whatever it is, Lord, that they are pursuing, Lord, we just pray for every area of their life that it would be transformed.
Yes.
God, we especially pray that they would encounter you.
Amen.
Lord, that they would see who you are through Sherry and her other worker. And
Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
We pray that these women would come into personal relationship with Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, I just thank you too for Sherry. Thank you for her labor.
Thank you, Jesus,
for her passion, her heart. Lord, thanks for how you've used her life experience, Lord, the pain that she's walked through, to minister to those that she encounters, that she can, that she can know what it feels like to be a single mom. Lord, she can, she's walked in those shoes and she understands the challenges. So, Lord, thanks for how you've prepared her and equipped her, and we just pray that you would continue to strengthen her,
yes,
to do the good work that you've called her to do. And Lord, I just thank you, even just for the opportunity this morning to talk about a shared client and how we are able to partner together between our ministries and serve these women, and that what they get at one ministry, they get it another, Lord, that Jesus is represented, Jesus is spoken, and Jesus is lived out in our ministry. So we just thank you for Bridge of Hope and pray that you would continue to use it to impact single moms in our community. And Lord, I pray too, just for the church and for us as believers, that you would use this to help us to see the needs of single moms around us, and that we would look for opportunities to serve the single moms that you've placed in our communities and in our neighborhoods. And we pray these things through Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Wow, I didn't know I was
going to
get all that.
Maybe that's why you were here.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you, ladies. And let's applaud heaven. Let's applaud heaven. You know, and something Susan was praying there, kind of piggybacking on another thought that we shared about helping, you know, working together. You know, when you have your big moments, your fundraisers, your banquets, whatever you're up to, you might have resources right here in this room. You know, people who would, you know, be praying for you, or maybe come and pray the invocation at your event. I think when the community sees that, they're like, well, you know, I went to a Greater Hope event, and Family Forum got up and said something, which happened, and prayed. And I think when people see that networking of the nonprofits, they're moved by it, you know. So that just in my heart, I was listening to the prayer, I just could picture some more of that happening. That we're not in this alone. And I was thinking about what Bob shared. If you have a board, or, you know, I'm sure he'd come share it, you know, just have him share. But also that we get to hear the things, maybe share them ourselves, you know, take Bob's bullet, put it in your gun, and fire it, so to speak. But things that we can go back and share devotionally, something fresh, taken from the same pool, you know, where we're all kind of dependent on the Lord in similar ways.